Welcome back to the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach. This is episode 11, also known as season 2, episode 3. Mm-hmm. This is take 2 of recording this. We only got about 10 seconds into the last one before Hasty unplugged the headset from Riley. So take 2. We didn't get too much into the episode last time, so no harm, no foul.
Right.
But let's just go right into the team guessing. Last week, I think it was 6 out of 9.
Yep.
You did really well. I think you got perfect on the first two, and then the Iowa Hawkeyes stumped you.
Right. But I'll never get it wrong again.
Never get it wrong. We saw them win yesterday over Penn State. A big win. Big win for number 3 Iowa. So now we're going to jump into this week's. So describe what you're seeing so the people that are audio only are hearing or understanding.
Got it.
And can play along at home.
Okay. So this is what looks to me like a black and gold shield with a gold and gray like warrior face mask armor shield face thing. So
great description.
Thank you. I'm thinking there's a lot going on in my head. Warriors, that's a good team name. I don't know this. Warriors is a good team name. I think there's one like Spartans or something is one. Knights maybe. Knights sounds good. Okay, so I'm going to go with. So I don't get to know if these are college or pro.
All of them this week are pro teams. Okay. No more colleges.
Cool. I'm going to say this strikes me as basketball.
Okay.
So I'm going to say basketball, Knights, and Indiana.
All right. So you got 1 out of 3.
Okay.
They are the Knights. Actually, the Golden Knights, but I'm going to give you the point for that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a hockey team.
Okay.
And one subtle hint, it might have not driven you anywhere, but it's kind of hard to see, and I didn't see it until someone pointed out, is that that's a V in the helmet.
Oh.
So knowing that, would you guess the city or the state?
No.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Vegas Golden okay. Knights.
Cool.
So 1 out of 3, not a terrible start. You at least picked up the point with the Knights. Good job, because you're bouncing around between Warriors, which is a basketball team, so your mind is kind of in the
right
spot there.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Number 2.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's that like a saber-tooth tiger to me, because like the teeth are just absurd. And
is that what you said was funny about it? Just the teeth?
Yeah, it's just funny. Like, and it's just like his underbite is like this. So I'm going to say that that's the saber-tooth tigers. And the colors are blue and gold, it looks like. I'm getting basketball from all of these. So I'm going to go basketball again, the saber-tooth tigers, even though I have never heard of that in my life. And I'm going to say Connecticut.
Tough. That's an 0 out of 3 right there, unfortunately.
That's okay. I just threw Connecticut out
so
there.
So it's a hockey team.
Yeah.
The Predators.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would never would have got that.
And it's Nashville.
Okay. That's a funny little guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nashville
it's
Predators?
It's a cool logo. It's a cool logo, I think. Yeah, Nashville Predators is kind of odd. Right? It's odd.
Yeah.
And then the last one. So you're at 1 out of 6 right now.
Okay, so.
Which is good for me because the women's parts guessing products is tough for me.
I totally know what this is.
No
I
way.
Think. I'm saying that like out of
you
cockiness.
You said that way too confidently.
But I literally just put that all together in my head, I think. Okay, so taking what I learned from the first one of sometimes there's letters hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing an N and a J. So New Jersey.
Smart girl.
Uh-huh. And I then, once I put that together, I was like, oh, and that looks like a devil because I'm seeing devil horns and little tail.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason in my mind, the New Jersey Sun Devils is a thing. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, it's fine. Don't know what sport that is. Jersey Sun Devils. That could be wrong too, but I'm just going to stick with it for now. And maybe that's, we've been doing hockey and hockey's coming up. So maybe like you're doing something with that. So I'm going to go hockey.
You're right. All three were hockey. So you got a point there. New Jersey is correct. And I'll give you the point. It's the Devils. New Jersey Devils.
What's the Sun Devils?
Arizona State. There's a Sun Devil.
No, don't give me a point. It's fine. I'll take it.
Okay, so you got 3 out of 9, which redeemable on there. Good job catching on to the hockey theme because the hockey season kicks off on Tuesday. New Jersey, good job seeing that. I honestly, yeah, the J is a little bit of a stretch, but the N is obviously very clear. But the J is kind of like whatever. And our camera's getting messed up because our dog is really annoying.
Hasty's trying to eat it.
All right, so 3 out of 9, not the worst week, not the best week. But let's see if I can top it with jumping into a new fan favorite is me guessing female products.
Mm-hmm.
So you got them prepared?
I do.
Pull them up.
So, I got a little bit of hate. Not really. But some people were saying that the products are too hard.
I would agree.
But I would just like to say that there are very little feminine products I think Tyler wouldn't know. So I
didn't know any last week.
I know. So I have to give him hard ones. I'm hoping that some of these are going to be kind of gimme. But we'll see. So here is your first one. And I think on like right away you're going to know the product. But I have a question about the product for you. Okay.
Okay.
So here you go. Tell me you know what that is.
No, I know what it is. But first off, it's just kind of hard to see because it's like a white wrapper on a white background. So I was kind of trying to see where the product ends. Okay. So that looks like a tampon.
Okay.
So yeah, it just looks like the wrapper that a tampon comes in, blue and yellow. Mm-hmm. Got the R registered trademark.
So yeah. So my question is, what does that R stand for?
Mm-hmm. What does the R stand for?
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that was, I thought for sure you would know the product, but the question is, what does the R stand for?
And also, like, I have to say the use, but obviously I know the use. And
right. You don't have to.
Don't have to go into that. R. What is
would you like to see another picture of one?
Sure. Will it help me with the R part?
Perhaps. Here's another one. What's this letter?
L?
Uh-huh.
There's no way it's right and left.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one. See, I knew you'd know the product.
So, just throwing this out there, I don't think this is right.
Yeah.
Is it like low, regular, high, like the amount of like stuff it has to, the amount of absorbance it has?
That's pretty close. That's like exactly what it is. So the L is light.
Okay, light, regular, and heavy.
They have super.
Super.
And super plus.
So it's L, R, S, and S, P?
And S plus mark.
Oh, okay.
There's probably other ones. I'm not sure, but yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it if you didn't show me the other L. Yeah. I had to put a couple letters together, but okay.
I thought it was really funny, though, because I was going to ask you about that, and you go, you got the R trademark? And I was like, no?
So I'll take two. I'll take three out of nine. Three out of three right there.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Fine. I figured you'd know.
But that was a gimme one for like two of the points. So.
Right, but I'm glad you put it together. Okay. Okay. This one I assume you'd know, but I actually am not sure. I'm pretty sure because like, you know, here you go.
Oh, I totally. Is this what you put powder on your face with?
Powder on your face with.
Like makeup?
Like a puff?
I don't know. Just like
I don't think people typically use them for powder.
Okay, then. These look like... Okay, so what I'm seeing here looks like kind of like a foam football with one end cut off, and it looks like something that would be squishy in my mind.
Okay.
So I just figure something to like apply or brush on something with.
Mm-hmm. I'd say apply is probably a good term. But what's like the most common use for this item?
Applying eyeshadow.
Okay. So, do you know, you want to come up with a name for that?
A sponge.
Okay. So, that is a beauty blender.
You make, like, smoothies with it?
No. You, most people, so technically you're not wrong with the use. Like, I'm sure somebody somewhere has used it for eyeshadow or for putting powder on their face. But I think the original purpose is to put on liquid foundation with it.
Liquid foundation.
Yes. Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
Our dog is
so ripping my.
I've like had our fill of our dog for today. I know. Like, once this podcast's over, it's like I don't need to really see you the rest of the day.
So, foundation comes in like multiple different consistencies. Liquid being a really popular. Oh.
And now she's moving her microphone.
Liquid being a really popular version. So, in order to like, okay, think of painting. When you paint and you're using a brush, a lot of times you see like paint strokes.
Yes. Okay. That's where my mind was kind of going. Cause I figured it was like, you know, you brush on like the wing tips or something.
Well, yeah. So kind of a similar thing is people don't want to see strokes on their face of like She is like having a field day over this.
Yeah, we're gonna cut right now.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hopefully.
So you're explaining what the blender was.
Similarly
for.
To how when you paint, there's like paint strokes.
Yes.
If you're using a brush to put on a liquid foundation on your face, a lot of times people complain that there's like brush strokes. So the whole point of the beauty blender is to like sponge it in so there's no like obvious, it looks more like a skin texture. Got it.
See, mentally, I think I was trying to put that those pieces together because I've definitely seen that thing before and can understand what it's for. I just couldn't really put it together.
I think you had the right idea.
Yeah, I'll still take the zero on that one.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get anything from that. I didn't get the name. I didn't get the use.
Yeah, but you had the category, like makeup. You knew it was a makeup product.
We'll give it a one. We'll say I'm at 4 out of 9, so I already beat you.
Okay, that's fine. It's already beat you. Okay, here's this one. So this is one of the more tough ones.
So this, okay, so what I'm looking at here looks like...
you can zoom in and stuff.
Looks like a bunch of magnets or a spring with little plastic tips on each end. One's blue and one's pink. They kind of look like a miniature version of what people use, like when you stand on two platforms, you kind of fight with each other.
Oh, uh-huh. I don't know what those are, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you want to see? I have another picture.
I would love another picture.
Like one of it kind of in action like this.
Okay. So I was on the right track with like the springy aspect in terms of how it's bendable. It's not just a rigid.
I showed my mom and she knew what this is right away.
Is it an eyelash curler? No, I know what those look like. And that's not this.
Cool. Good to know.
Is it this? Okay. So it's about the size of smaller than kind of your fist.
Pick a genre, like an area.
I would say this looks something like...
Like, is it nails, hair, makeup?
I'm going to say this is hair.
Okay.
And it's used to keep your hair in a certain way. Kind of like how that ballerina thing last week.
Okay, so some sort of style is accomplished.
I'm
going
to say there's
this.
A hair stylization product to keep your hair situated in a certain way, and I'm going to call this the bendy pin.
The bendy pin. Mm-hmm. I like that. Not so far off with the hair category. I'd say it's more of a hygiene category. It's for hair removal.
Okay.
So I've never used this because it seems like a torture device. But a lot of people like this because it's kind of like waxing without the wax. Like, it's like speed tweezing.
Okay.
So basically, like, when you roll the spring on your face, it grabs onto the hairs and, like, pulls them out like tweezers would.
Okay.
Sounds like a nightmare, but people love it because it's kind of just like tweezing, but faster. I don't think there's like a general name. I'm sure like each product has its own kind of thing. Like things like beauty blenders are kind of like Q-tips. Like that's the brand.
Got it.
But when you look at that product, you know that it's like a Q-tip, even though it's really like a cotton swab. Beauty blenders are kind of the same way. You look at a makeup sponge and you say beauty blender. But I don't know if this thing has a certain name. So I mean, we can just give you that point if you want.
Nah, I think I'll stick with 4 out of 9. Kay. I was pretty far off.
Okay.
But yeah, all in all, solid week. So last week, the loser was supposed to eat something gross at the fair, and I guess this is going to be a transition into talking about our State Fair of Texas experience. So we went to the fair on Friday. We were supposed to go on Thursday, but I ended up working super late. So we went on Friday, went from, I don't know, we were there for probably like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And speaking of the fair, at the Texas State Fair, you have to pay money to get coupons, and you don't really pay for food or games or anything like that with money. You pay with these coupons that you exchange when you get there. And we have some left over that our dog's currently eating right now.
Yep.
But I'm just kind of over her.
Yeah, you know so what? Like, she's quiet, so. Yeah.
So, like, our dog, side note about our dog, she always, like, coughs and hacks and tries to throw up because she eats things she's not supposed to.
Yeah.
And I never feel bad for her. Like, she'll be, like, struggling. Yeah, you do, but I don't because I'm like, you eat the dumbest things. And she always eats leaves. And
is like
just
a billy goat. Like, she will eat anything in sight, even though she knows it's bad for her.
Because
she'll be eating a leaf and immediately start trying to throw it up. And it's like, and then eat it again.
Which is why I'm like,
I can't.
I'm just like, I hope that kind of sucks for you right now.
Yeah. I always feel bad for her.
Yeah, and right. Yeah, so she's eating a coupon from the State
Fair
of
Texas. Like, actually
eating
them.
Yeah, just full on eating them.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And so we went State Fair. And we kind of have been talking about this all weekend with people we've been talking about the State Fair with, but we can't rate the State Fair of how our day went, because like if I had a flat tire on the side of a highway, like I'd call it like fun because I'm with you. So removing just the aspect of just having you there, which is fun, just being with you for the day, like obviously it's gonna be a great day. Sweet. It was like a 2 out of 10 day, like tops.
No. It turned around.
It did, but it was a pretty bad day. Pretty bad fair experience.
Hi. No, it turned around. You got your second mark. We didn't have a problem after that.
You got food poisoning.
Yeah.
We waited a long time for average food. We waited 33 minutes or so at the fair for sliders, which weren't even that good. You got food poisoning.
But
I broke my sunglasses. I got sunburned.
I got to see turkey vulture.
Yeah, that's
and
why
the
it
dancing
wasn't.
Puppets. And
yeah. Well, and like the birthing barn was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But then we went to the petting zoo, and that really turned you off because you thought it was like too torturous. So
it was sad.
It wasn't anything higher than a 5 out of 10 day without just being with each other.
Aw, I had fun.
I had fun because I was with you.
Yeah.
But the State Fair of Texas is
if I was by myself,
we spent
probably
over $300.
Fun. Yeah.
2 out of 10 day.
Played like 3 games, spent $80.
2 out of 10 day.
Aw, fun.
But no, you're with you, it was fun. Hmm. But if I was alone, I would hate that.
Aw, that's so sad. That honestly, the food poisoning did sour it a little bit.
Yeah, you got food poisoning from like the one thing we ate. So we're going to get into this later with our Trinity topic. We're going to go over the Trinity of Fair Foods. Mm-hmm. But for spending as much money as we did, the food we got, any fan of the fair that goes constantly would be so disappointed at us. Or just like, what the heck? We got cheeseburger sliders, a tornado potato, cotton candy, and candy carameled apple. That was all the food we got. And we got some agua frescas, which were really yummy. So the drinks we got, I loved. Because I got margaritas. You got, or we both got agua frescas. We got a cantaloupe one and a watermelon one. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, all in all, we got some like decent food, but didn't get that much. We played a couple games, but burned through $80 on games real fast.
Yeah, it was the plate game. That one really pissed me off.
Yeah, and then for rides, so for me, like, when I go to, like, we don't have Six Flags. Well, I actually don't know if I have Six Flags.
I'm a big Six Flags
But we have an
girl.
Equivalent of Six Flags called Valley Fair. It's, like, literally the same thing, just a different name in Minnesota. So I'd go to that, and, like, I can go on any roller coaster, like, anything fast, like, any of the crazy thrill rides, like, I'm fine with. But for some reason, my stomach, like, if I go upside down, it just doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. And so fair rides in general are just, like, the sketchiest of sketchy rides. Which I don't really care about too much, but I know a lot of people are like, why would you ever go on those? But we went on one, and so we were going to go on one, and then you're like, this doesn't go upside down, I promise. I'm like, it's called the Flipper, and like I can just see that this is going to go upside down. So we were in line,
and
then I was like...
He turns around, he's like, no, it's a no. And I literally have never seen him be that serious my whole life, and I was like, okay.
Yep, so then she was just solely focused on rides, like tunnel vision.
I wanted to go on at least one. I love rides. Like, I love roller coasters. I love rides. I love getting spun around. Like,
so then we went a whole 5 feet to the next ride. And you're like, I saw the end of this one. Or I saw this one. It doesn't go upside down.
Right. Little did I know, I'd only watch the end of it.
Like, right away. Just we start.
The whole ride is like.
I agreed with you. Looking at it, looked like it was going to be one where it just spins
you
really fast.
Thank you.
So I was like, okay, this is fine. But then
I was like, I swear, I watched the whole thing. It doesn't go upside down. Like, don't worry. Because it's the next ride over. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think two in a row would be flipping you upside down.
So if anyone who's familiar with the Valley Fair, like, I'm sure there's a ride everywhere, but there's something called, like, the Scrambler, where it just kind of spins you around in certain ways, sideways, which is, like, super fun. You go fast, and it feels fun. And it very much looked like that, but the seats you're in are kind of just hinging on an axis, so you can flip upside down. You don't ever actually make a full revolution, but instead you kind of get flipped upside down. You kind of just, like, hang upside down for a bit as it keeps spinning you around. So, yeah. And it was just, like, we got thrown into it really fast because I had so much in my pockets because I was just carrying, like, a wallet or coupons. And I was wearing athletic shorts, so it doesn't really have, like, secure pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to carry everything.
He was
not
happy.
I had to carry everything in my hands, like, during the ride. And I broke my sunglasses. And then
he was really not happy about it. Basically, like, we get on. I'm telling him it doesn't do anything. And then he's like, I really don't want to be on this. I'm like, should we get off before it starts? And he's like, no, like, we're not going to do that. We're already on the ride. And I'm like, okay. So we start going, and, like, it starts kind of rocking back and forth. And I'm like, surely it's not going to go upside down. And I'm like literally like holding my breath because I'm like, please God, do not flip upside down. But it's starting to rock back and forth. And then slowly but surely we keep going further forward. And I'm like, babe, I'm so sorry.
The writing was on the wall.
And I was like, babe, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I swear. And he's like, liar. And I'm like, I swear.
But we made up for it because we went on the Ferris wheel and spent $40 for us two to go on a ride with three strangers.
But while we're waiting in line, he like puts his sunglasses on. He's like, just so you know, both of these broke off on that ride. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was so upset. I felt so bad. And then he was all grumpy for like the next like 20 minutes before we got on the Ferris.
Just because it made just something about it when I go upside down, it just makes me really nauseous. Yeah. I just did not feel good.
I really did feel so bad. And that's like a totally valid reason to be grumpy. Like, I hate feeling nauseous. So like, I felt so bad. I really, really thought it did not flip upside down. And I just knew as we were rocking back and forth, I was like,
but it ended up maybe being good because we ate less than we otherwise probably would have. So all in all, like for a fair day, like we actually didn't go too crazy, like calorie wise. And then also because I was just nauseous kind of the rest of the day, I probably didn't eat.
Well, no, and it's also just hard to eat because it's so hot.
Yeah.
Like all, like you already feel kind of not great. You don't want hot fried food.
That's just a problem with fairs in general. Because I was gonna say it's a Texas problem, but Texas has their fair in October because it's so hot. Whereas every other fair is usually in August, like the Minnesota. So Minnesota in August is like Texas in October. So like just fairs in general, why are they always just in the hottest part of the year?
So it was kind of tough. Yeah, I know. Because like a warm fried food sounds so good. Like when it's cool out, like that's like I'm a grub. Yeah. But that being said, that agua fresca just hit the spot.
It was so good.
Just something like
I've never had anything like that cold. Before. It basically just tasted like squeezed fruit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Just like watermelon. Just imagine just like straining watermelon or cantaloupe. Very delicious.
It definitely like hit the spot. Like, cause like I didn't want fried. I literally just wanted like some fruit.
Yeah. That revived us cause we were both feeling like. True. Cause it was like really hot.
We were instantly
I was sunburnt from. Because yeah, when we got the only actual food we got was sliders and tornado potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there and ordered and they gave us our potato like right away. So you grabbed a spot in the shade to sit. And then I was waiting for the sliders, and I was just, like, standing up there, and, like, 10 minutes passed, nothing happened. They come up to me, like, what are you waiting on? I'm like, the sliders, and they're like, oh, you're still waiting. And then, like, they were going around, and they came up, and they're like, oh, you're still waiting on those sliders? I'm like, yep. And then after I was waiting for, like, 15 minutes, another guy came up and ordered sliders while I was waiting there with me. So he ended up waiting, like, 20 minutes total, whereas I was for 35. But they ended up giving me a free marg, because after, like, 20 minutes, like, here, just give him a free drink, whatever he wants. So I was appreciative of the free margarita. But just an insane amount of waiting time because I got sunburnt and it was really hot. So not ideal because I was right after the ride too. And then after the ride, we went on the Ferris wheel, which was $40 for two people. And yeah.
Yeah, but we survived.
Mm-hmm. But okay. That was the fair. So it was like an overall like really fun experience with you because like the Ferris wheel was super fun with you. And just like when the sun went down, it got super nice. Like the sunset was super nice. We'll probably get a gram pick up there or something. Because we got a lot of nice picks on the Ferris wheel, but
a grand pick.
Yeah, all in all, it was a redeemable day, but there's a lot of like really negative parts.
Yeah,
that had nothing to do with it. Was like completely out of our control. Like not even talking about the ride. I'm just talking about like the food and the food poisoning. Like just not ideal thing. Like waiting 35 minutes for food just to get food poisoning is just not an ideal day.
True.
But yeah, so because the food poisoning you got was either the caramel apple or the cotton candy, but we're pretty sure it's caramel apple because it just didn't taste right. And I didn't get one, so that would make sense.
Genuinely, I don't know what it was. It could have been anything, but.
All right, we're going to cut one more time because our dog's about to knock over all our recording equipment and is distracting both of us. And we're back after dealing with our dog for the second time. And, you know, a little foreshadowing right here. I don't think that's going to be the last time we're going to have to deal with
her. Yeah, I'm getting a little frustrated.
I'm getting a vibe that this is not going to be the last time we're going to have to deal with her. But that wraps up our fair talk. All in all, like, great day because I was with you, but just a lot of, like, a lot of things that like would make anyone's fair experience not ideal, and they kind of all piled up, and it was just kind of like
overall, I had a great day.
Yeah, overall it was a great day. So
we got our Ferris wheels.
Yep, we go on two Ferris wheels.
But, saw a very pretty sunset.
Mm-hmm. Birthing barn is fun.
Had a child stare at me a lot.
Oh yeah, that was weird. That was on the second Ferris wheel ride line. But yeah, all in all, good day, and we got our fair experience out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So next up, I wanted to go into a new segment that might just be a one-time segment.
Okay.
Because I was looking up sports trivia just to ask you, but also kind of just to engage the audience at home.
Mm-hmm.
That even if they know a little more sports. But the reason I say this might be a one-time thing is because sports trivia is hard because you don't have a historical knowledge of sports.
Yeah.
So I went through like a list of 150.
Uh-huh.
Like I just look at like sports trivia that right. anyone would know, or okay. not anyone would know, but like anyone could get.
Right.
Because it's more like fun facts. Like you'll see when I ask the question, it's not like you don't have to know the sport. It's more like, wow, I didn't know that. So we'll see if I'm able to find more every week. But I have five questions here, mm-hmm. and they're not really anything you should know or anyone would know, but it's just kind of like maybe
anyone
you
could
throw
up a
guess. No, you'll see. So like,
okay.
it's nothing like statistics wise. So here's question number
right.
one.
Okay.
We'll just go right into it. Play along at home. What country has competed the most times in the Summer Olympics but has never won a single medal?
Wow.
So of all the countries that have been to the Olympics, which one's been there the most times without winning a medal?
Country.
No golds, no silvers, no bronzes. So walk me through your mindset. What are you trying to think
of? Well, I was kind of thinking like maybe like Antarctica, but I know that's a continent, but like...
They don't play in the Olympics.
They don't.
No one lives there. No.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't know. That's why they wouldn't win. But I thought maybe they'd have, like, a rep there. So then I started thinking, like, maybe it's, like, one, like, Sweden. Because they're, like, or, like, Switzerland or, like, something like that. I don't know.
Do you want a hint?
Sure.
Think a lot smaller.
I don't know. I don't really know countries very much. I'm not the brightest.
Okay, I'll give you a...
Luxembourg.
Oh, you're so close. So I'm going to give you that hint. I was going to give you a hint that everyone at home could take a hint as well. So what other country do you think of when you think of Luxembourg? That is for people at home.
Germany.
It's like the two really small forgettable countries in Europe.
Yeah, I only know Luxembourg.
Okay.
Wait, no.
Liechtenstein.
No, I wouldn't. Liechtenstein.
Yeah, it's Luxembourg and Liechtenstein. So that's the country that has competed most times in the Summer Olympics but has never won a single medal. Did
well,
anyone at home get
them.
That one? All right, now here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are really hard.
I bet my mom got it.
What is the national sport of Canada?
I'm guessing it's not hockey.
It is not hockey. People at home, are you shocked by that? Hockey is not the national sport of Canada.
Babe, I'm shocked. So if it's not hockey, maybe it's something like sledding.
Sledding? You locking that in?
Sure.
Lacrosse.
Weird.
Lacrosse is the national sport of Canada.
Did my Canadians know that?
Probably not. I bet
they didn't know that.
Yeah, I bet. I feel like it's one of. I bet America's national sport is something you wouldn't guess. I bet it's like baseball, though. I don't know. That would be
or
most
football.
People would guess that. I don't know. I think baseball is like considered America's pastime. So,
oh, is football not?
No.
Oh,
and baseball's been around the longest, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Number three, who is the only NFL team to never play in nor host the Super Bowl?
I don't. Let's see.
So you have a 1 out of 32 chance, but...
Oh, that's good. Not too bad. And I know it's not, like, a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl. I don't know. I'll just go... Dallas Cowboys.
No, they have won...
I don't know,
four
babe.
Super Bowls, and they host it often.
I don't know.
But the Cleveland Browns, they're one of the sorriest NFL franchises.
You know what? I don't like them.
And well,
their mascot's a football helmet.
Yeah, but they have a dog.
Bulldog?
Yeah.
Cool.
And the fan area is the dog pound.
That's okay. Cute.
Number four.
Why wouldn't it be like a paw print or like a bulldog? Is there already a bulldogs?
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things that was just like they just don't change it because it's like iconic and historic.
What is a brown?
I don't know.
How can you be a brown?
I really don't know. I'm sure there's a valid reason for
okay.
it. But number four is one that a lot of people who are sports fans will know at home. But... So this year is Super Bowl 56.
Okay.
Who won Super Bowl 1?
Oh, so this is the 56th one?
Just so you get contact of like how long ago this would have been. So
who won the first
who
one?
Who won Super Bowl 1?
Not the Cleveland Browns.
They also won Super Bowl 2.
Oh.
1 and 2.
Not the Green Bay Packers. I'm just judging everything. The Patriots.
No, it is the Green Bay Packers.
No way! I'm torn. I thought maybe. That's why I was like,
and that's
not
why, like,
the
you're
Green
like,
Bay Packers.
I was like, why not? Green Bay Packers.
I was just trying to gauge like what you had, like what you thought about that. Because if you like gave me anything, I'd be like, oh, maybe it was them.
Last trivia question of the week. So play. Hopefully you're tallying your scores at home too. What African country was the first country to qualify for the World Cup? So, like, out of all the African countries, which one was the first to qualify for a World Cup for soccer?
South Africa.
Nope. Do you want
Egypt.
One more guess? Egypt, high five. There you go. Egypt was the first African country to qualify for a World Cup. And the World Cup this year is in Qatar. And there's only one team qualified so far, and it is Qatar, because if you host it, you're automatically in it.
That's cool.
And so the qualifying rounds are still going on, but World Cup, I love the World Cup. Like, I low-key like soccer. It's fun to watch, like, when there's stakes. And World Cup is such a fun atmosphere, because it's the only sport and only event other than the Olympics. And I think, honestly, people are more
like
fan of
the
Olympics.
Like, the whole world gets into?
Yeah, because the Olympics, there's still, like, 200 events for the Summer and Winter Olympics, whereas the World Cup is, like, the whole world is watching, like, this
cool,
event.
Yeah, that's fun.
It is super fun. Mm-hmm. I always get super into it. I'm usually a fan of Argentina. But once all the teams qualify and we know who's in, because there's still, we don't know who's going to be in yet. Mm-hmm. Once we'll do that, then we'll do our good old, you know, picking teams in a fun way. And we'll both become a big fan of team.
That's fun.
Yep. Last World Cup, France won. The one before that, Germany won. So we'll see who wins this year.
A lot
of people are like in Brazil, but we'll see.
Hey, good job, Green Bay Packers. Even though the more I learn about football, the more I really don't like Aaron Rodgers.
See, this is why we're perfect together, because I hate Aaron Rodgers as well in the Packers, but we both hate him for the same reason.
That's why we're perfect together.
I mean, you hate him more. You hate him for some other reasons, just because you think he kind of looks like annoying and misses some things about him. But also at our core, we both hate him for the same reason that a lot of America hates him, is that he's just too good. Like, we were watching the game against the 49ers, where they gave him the ball back with, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's, like, so annoying.
And he does it every time. It's
yeah,
like,
it's so annoying.
It's like, why do you give him the ball back?
Okay, here's my bone to pick with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers throws the ball super deep every single time. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing he knows how to do. And he does it every time. That way, if they catch it, it's like a power play, and, like, they win.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't catch it, at that point, the guy's already, like, about to be tackled, so then they call pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it works every time, and it's so frustrating.
I know, it's so annoying.
Imagine imagine having, like, a running back on the Green Bay Packers. Like, do they get any points ever?
Honestly, last year they did, but this year, yeah, the running backs have been slacking for the Packers.
Because they never get to be playing. He just throws them deep every single time.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is an odd man. He keeps his personal life very, very private. Because he's, like, not very close with his family. And, like, no one even knew he was dating Shailene Woodley. And then all of a sudden, like, it was during an interview after a playoff game last year.
She's
kind of
low-key, too, though.
Yeah, but it was, like, during an interview in a playoff last year, like, there was, like, rumors, like, are Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley dating? And then all of a sudden, an interview is just like, yeah, I got engaged this year, so it was a great year. And everyone's like, huh? Like, so just a very private guy.
Well, that's good.
So, moving on, just some general topics. That I figured we could go over before getting to the Trinity and the other, you know, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So your favorite baseball team you chose last week was the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
But our playoff team we're rooting for is the Giants.
Yes.
So it is 1-1 in the series right now. They won the first game and then Los Angeles beat them yesterday. So it's 1-1 and it's best out of 7 to move on in the next round. So our Giants are, you know, fighting strong. It's a tough matchup.
Right.
Because the Dodgers are the favorite to win the World Series. So
Who are they for?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a battle of California right now. Wow. You got a little sad when we saw the Dodgers beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, I just always get sad seeing losing teams. Like, if I'm really into it, or if I really don't like a certain team and I want them to lose, it's okay. But when I don't really know either team, I don't really care either way, it's always so sad to see.
It's different
too
in the playoffs, because usually if a team loses and a game didn't matter that much, you know, the team that loses, like, oh, darn, just walks off the field. But playoffs, like baseball, they all just stand there in the dugout looking at the field, like,
also,
soaking it
yes,
in.
Yes, also,
my
like, baseball
over.
Is such, like, a, it's a team sport, but it's such, like, a, your individual talent is so important at certain times.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're the one to strike out, oh, that's so brutal.
Yeah.
It's so, striking out is the most brutal way to lose a game. Oh, that, I couldn't even imagine how brutal that feeling is. Like, and you just see them, like, so upset, and all the fans are sobbing, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
I hate sports. Yeah. This is awful.
But our Giants are still fighting. Hopefully they take out the Dodgers to avenge your sadness.
Okay, sorry. The other team wasn't even that excited. They knew they were going to win.
Well, that was the Dodgers, who is their expectations from their fan base and their team is to win the World Series. So
right.
To win the wild card game, they're just like, you know.
And that's why it's like even more sad, because like, if this was like an underdog story where like the Cardinals had won, and I wouldn't really feel that bad for the Dodgers. I could be like, well, y'all were cocky, like blah, blah, whatever. But the fact that it's like they knew they were going to win, and the Cardinals like put up such a fight, like just like right until the end, that it's like, oh, they really thought they had a shot. Like,
sounds like Riley's anti-Dodgers.
I'm not. They're fine. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I like the Giants.
I'm fine with them doing whatever, but I just, it was so upsetting. Because, like, it's not even like they're, like, celebrating a bunch. It's like they just kind of knew they were going to win, and the other team kind of knew they were going to lose, and then they thought they had a shot, so.
Right.
It's just so sad. Because you know that each of them are, like, thinking about what they did wrong and, like.
For sure.
How they could have.
One small thing.
Right, exactly. It's just sad. But, oh, well.
Next thing I want to talk about is just for one of our super fans, maybe the number one fan of our podcast. Like, I'm sorry to our family, but I think we have a number one fan of our podcast. It might be Matthew Taylor.
True.
And I want to give him a shout out because we were going back and forth on Twitter yesterday. He's a big Oklahoma fan. So he was really down in the dumps early when Oklahoma was down big to Texas. So I was,
were you talking crap?
I was, but not. I can talk a lot worse crap. Okay. Texas is just a team that is kind of disappointing. So you never want to get too ahead of your horses. Mm. So I was talking crap, but like a moderate level of crap. I was just saying like Texas is moderate. Back, like moderate, negativity towards Oklahoma fans.
Okay.
So moderate level of crap. And then he came back to be fair with like moderate level of crap. It wasn't, we didn't get too contentious because you know, we're all friends at the end of the day. But Matthew Taylor, I'll give you a shout out. Oklahoma came back, really honestly embarrassed Texas. Like, cause I'm a Texas fan, but like we talked about after the game yesterday, like at the core, I'm a Wisconsin fan. So if Wisconsin loses, I'm devastated. If Texas loses, I'm like,
It ruined your whole day.
Yeah, when Wisconsin lost, right. My whole day. Whereas Texas lost, you're I was like, we were watching it at your family's house with a lot of Texas fans,
right,
and also a lot of Oklahoma fans, but they were at the game because your extended family is a big deal in your family. The Oklahoma Texas
definitely
game.
Every year for sure.
They seemed pretty bummed.
Yeah, we got in the car and Tyler was like, you know what, Riley? Like, I'm upset about it, but I think there's people more upset than me, and I was like, okay.
But yeah. Texas lost, so I'm going to shout out to Matthew Taylor. Good job, Oklahoma, for winning.
Good job.
And part of my article this week on the top college football headlines going into next week is that this is like I was telling you yesterday, like the worst weekend possible for diehard Longhorn fans because not only did Texas lose in the biggest comeback in history in that series of blowing a lead in Oklahoma coming back and winning, who's Texas's biggest rival, Oklahoma coming back and beating them. And then their second biggest rival, and some might even call them their biggest rival, Texas A&M, having the upset of the year beating number one Alabama as the clock expired. Just like a devastating day to be a Longhorn fan. So tough day. And
sorry,
a huge,
Uncle John.
Huge day in college football yesterday. So just want to give a shout out to one of our fans who comments on all our videos.
He does,
So giving him a shout out there. Good job, Oklahoma. You won. Next. So I just got a little couple bullet points I'm trying to go through right now.
Okay.
One is we need to have, not an apology, but we need to have an acknowledgement about your fantasy team. Just based on, if you look at the titles of our podcast, because they're based on what we talk about.
Okay.
George Kitty is a name of our podcast because you're a big George Kittle fan.
Yeah, G-Kitty.
And another one is Saquon Stinks. And I think we have to swap those a bit here. So can you tell me how Saquon and George Kittle are doing for you?
Yeah, so G-Kitty is fine. I'm not mad at him.
He's out for 3 weeks.
That's okay. That's his own thing. If you get hurt, it's okay.
But when he's been not hurt, he's been nothing special.
He was okay last week.
I don't even think he's gotten a touchdown this year.
That's his own thing. I don't really care.
So you're still
diehard. Yeah, I really don't care. I've never looked at my like ending points and been like, if only George Kittle got a few more points for me. Mm-hmm. It's usually never his fault when I lose. It's usually like one of my running backs like gets hurt in the first quarter or something. And I'm like, well.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. So, or like Russell Wilson getting injured. So it's like, whatever. But Saquon, my darling, I knew he was my first pick in both of my teams, leagues, whatever they're called. He was my first pick in both of them, even though he was questionable, even though we didn't know if he'd even play much. I knew, and I held out for him, and I went through him only playing 50% the first 2 weeks, and now he is just killing it. Like, absolutely
killing
it.
That's like an understatement.
Yeah. Last week, he got, like, 34 points or something insane like that.
And the week before that, he got, like, 20 or something.
And that's, like, him at 80%. So I'm like, I'm doing well. Like, he's really carrying me in both of my leagues. Like, because everybody else, every single person, I really think I'm, like, toxic because every single person is getting injured. When I wore the McCaffrey shirt, injured. What else?
Texas.
When I wore the Texas, they lost. There was another one. I can't even remember.
There definitely was. I just can't remember either.
I'm just, like, I'm hurting people.
I guess you wore a Raiders shirt when they lost, but that wasn't, like, that crazy.
Yeah.
But Yeah. I just, ever since we had that podcast where you were disappointed in Saquon, we
talked about Saquon. Oh, I definitely was wearing a Wisconsin one each time they lost.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But Saquon, bottom line, he's been a monster for you lately. And
I'm very thankful. Yeah, and G-Kitty isn't quite doing it for me. But you know what? Him out. I didn't drop him or anything.
Use these few weeks to recover and come back a new man.
I believe in him. He just celebrated his second year anniversary with his wife.
That's nice. They live in Nashville.
That's cool.
For some reason, this is always a promoted tweet for me. It's like George Kittle showing his house in Nashville.
That's funny.
I think it's like some American Family Insurance or whatever promoted tweet. But yeah, today's a big day, though, because at 3:30, we're going to be watching the Cowboys game, who play the Giants. So yeah, Dak, CDs. You probably have another.
That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, that's like your whole fantasy team in one game.
Kind of funny, though, because I've lost this week. My quarterback got 8 points.
Oh, yeah, and then the other league, you're at a bye week, so you don't really care.
So I'm kind of but this game will be fun to watch. I mean, if it's like this crazy thing, maybe I can pull through.
If Saquon gets 34 again, that changes everything.
Yeah, right. It could kind of balance the game out. And I'm still projected to do kind of 50-50.
And you never know, because sometimes you're projected to lose and you win big. Sometimes you're projected to win big and you lose.
Yeah, so we'll see.
That's why they play the games.
We will see.
The last bullet point is going to transition us into our next topic.
Okay, cool.
I'm a diehard Wisconsin Badgers fan since that's where I went to school. Mm-hmm. So was all in on them, obviously, for college football season. They lost to Penn State week one. Penn State's a good team, so I'm like, whatever. I gave up on the season. I was really bummed, but I still had a little hope. But then they lost game to Notre Dame, and then they also lost to Michigan. So their season's completely over, so I just scrapped it, crumpled it up, threw it away. They stink. Mm-hmm. Stink.
Stank.
So then I moved on to Texas because they've always been – that was if I didn't go to Wisconsin for undergrad, I would have went to Texas. And I've just always been a Texas fan ever since I moved here and rooted for the Longhorns. They lost to Arkansas, but same thing when Wisconsin lost to Penn State. Arkansas is a good team. It's only one loss. Don't need to throw anything away yet. And then they blew yesterday's game, which Oklahoma's a good team, so it's still not Texas can still have a very good season, but for rooting for someone to go to the championship, Texas season crumpled up, thrown away. Texas stinks.
That's so sad.
And then immediately after that, I was kind of rooting for BYU because that's kind of fun. Just a random no-name school. It's not a no-name school, but in terms of college football, they're never a real contender.
They were undefeated.
They lost. They won yesterday, but they lost last week.
That's okay.
So Baylor probably doesn't have much of a chance, but we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, BYU, very quickly I switched from Texas Allegiance to BYU. Crumbled up BYU, thrown away. They lost. They stink. Then I moved on to Penn State. Penn State was up 10 over Iowa. Iowa comes back. Penn State loses. Penn State still has a chance, and Penn State might be where I'm going to grad school next, or very likely where I'm going to grad school next. The Nittany Lions. So again, Wisconsin, crumpled up, thrown away, stink. Texas, crumpled up, thrown away.
Stank.
Stink. BYU, stink. Penn State.
Stank.
Penn State stink, but also they're still in the mix. But basically
also
where I'm going
Lions.
Here is all the teams I normally root for are gonzo. So I need a new team to root for. And you're going to help me pick them.
Okay.
So I picked from the teams that are now in the top 25, but I narrowed it down to 16 because there's some teams that's I don't even care. I just don't even want there to be the chance that you can pick them because
that's
could never be a fan of them.
That's probably smart.
So we have 16 teams, and you're going to pick my new allegiance because I'm out of teams. They're all the teams I normally root for.
I got you, baby.
Their season's over.
I got you.
So you're
going to
help me choose
right now.
Who to bandwagon next.
Okay.
Sweet 16 round is going to be based on the coach's first name. Mm-hmm. Who do you like more?
Mm-hmm.
Second is going to be, what are they known for in Google? So I searched the city or state name. What are they known for in Google? And to be fair,
the Windy City and stuff like that, or what?
So yeah, this is where people might be hearing this. And if they know a state or something, and they'll be like, that's not what we're known for. This is what Google said is first.
Yeah.
If it's right or wrong, that's
Google's
fault.
We don't know. We don't care.
This is just Google. Yeah. Same with the next is the team or university slogan. What do they chant? What do they say? And again, I even know just being a college football fan, I'm like, these teams don't say that, but this is just what Google said.
Yeah, go Wisconsin.
And then, so coach's name, then what are they known for in Google, which slogan do you like better, and then the most famous person from that state.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get on to narrowing. Okay. So first matchup, based on the coach's name,
mm-hmm.
Kirby or Dan?
Dan. No.
That's tough. It's a love-hate for Kirby.
I'll do Kirby.
As in you're keeping Kirby?
Yeah, I know Kirby's I like.
Okay, I'm not broken up about that because that eliminates Florida, and they were kind of just a filler team. I need a 16th.
Okay.
So, Florida, you're gone.
Kirby. Dan is kind of weird.
Next up, Luke or Kirk?
I like the name Luke.
All right. Iowa, eliminated. Next up, Jim or Ryan? This is an office Jim. Showdown. Yeah. Jim?
Yeah. I don't love the name Ryan. Don't hate it, but I like Jim.
Okay. Ohio State eliminated.
Jim is just such like a dad name.
You've eliminated like all my filler teams that I like threw in. I was like, I need enough to make the bracket. Perfect. Work. So good job. Good start.
But I told you I'd pick you a winner.
Now everyone's left. Everyone who's left, I'm like, fine.
Okay.
Like, I root for him. Mel or Nick?
That's tough. I like the name Mel.
Then take out Nick.
No, because Nick is a solid name. Mel or Nick?
This is a tough first round matchup.
I'll keep Nick.
Keep Nick? All right. Michigan State has been eliminated.
Okay. My sister's name's Melanie, so Mel's just a little too girly for my son. Mm.
But what about Mel Gibson?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, actor. James or Sonny?
James is my dad's name, but Sonny is a really cute name. So Sonny.
Penn State eliminated. They did me dirty yesterday, and Riley says you were eliminated completely.
Mm-hmm. You don't do my man like that.
Mike or Herm?
Herm?
H-E-R-M.
Let's stick with Mike.
Arizona State eliminated.
Herm. You said Arizona's not very good. Oh, Arizona State is good.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Getting close to the end of round one.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Herm up against? Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark or Dave?
Mark.
Wake Forest eliminated.
Bye. Bye, Dave.
Okay, we got an interesting name battle here.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie or Lane?
I like both of those. Mm-hmm. How's Lane spelled?
L-A-N-E
or okay,
J-A-M-E-Y?
Yeah. Jamie.
Okay, but
then, you know Lane's going to grow up and everyone's going to call him lame.
Ole Miss.
I'm not doing that to my son.
Ole Miss has been eliminated. All right, now we have 8 left. We are moving on to what the state is known for in Google, or city, whatever. Like, because, you know, some schools are like Texas, or it's like Baylor, or it's a city.
Right.
Neither of those are on this list.
Waco. Colts.
No, what they're known for. Maybe. It might be known for, honestly, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, thank you for reminding me, or just reiterating. This is just what Google said first.
Mm-hmm.
So, take that for what you will.
I got it.
So, this is based on what they're known for in Google.
Okay.
Peaches or peanuts?
I'm a peaches girl, Avi.
Okay, I like that because I didn't really care for Alabama, and you just eliminated Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Chili or barbecue?
Oh, that is a tough choice for a Texan. Did you know that chili is our state food?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so tough. Barbecue.
You're
eliminating? I have to keep barbecue.
Okay, eliminating chili?
Yeah. Sorry, I'll be more clear.
Cincinnati eliminated. And also, Cincinnati Skyline chili, which is a very love-hate thing. That's chili on top of spaghetti noodles.
Oh, what?
That's something to clarify
when you say chili.
All right.
Skyline? What? That's so bizarre.
Okay. Wow, these are all like just worked out to be like fun matchups. Like peaches versus peanuts, chili versus barbecue, and now like another one.
Uh-huh.
Fishing versus beaches. Like these are all just like such iconic matchups.
You know I love fishing.
So beaches eliminated?
Yeah. Beaches, see, that's kind of like a funny thing for me is like growing up, like I would love to fish, blah, 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 whatever. But I always hated going to the beach when I was little because I didn't understand, like, you can't just, like, drag your ass in the sand because then you have, like, sand all in your pants. And I just, like, complain all the time because then you go try to, like get the sand out of your pants by, like, rinsing it out in the ocean and you get salt all in your pants. And that's, like, way worse.
Oh, I love it. Well, we gave them a second chance, but Coastal Carolina has been eliminated once again.
Oh, were they beaches?
Yeah.
Ah.
But what's fun, like, all these matchups somehow just work so well. Like, this is the last matchup of the Elite Eight, horse racing versus cowboys. Like, they're all just, like, such, like, perfectly, like, if it was peaches versus cowboys,
I'd pick cowboys 100%. Horse racing kind of makes me a little sad.
Okay, horse racing. Mm-hmm. So, eliminates Kentucky, the Kentucky Derby.
Ah, that makes sense.
We're down to 4 left. So, this is based on their slogan. Okay. Attack the day or the truth will make you free.
Oh, attack the day, 1,000%.
SMU has been eliminated.
Bye.
Yeah, that's one where I looked that up and I was like, there's no way that's like their football slogan or like just their slogan.
The truth will
set you free. So I kept looking up different like slogans. I'm sure
the amount of secrets that go on at SMU, the truth is not setting them free.
I'm sure they say like go ponies, but yeah.
Yeah.
SMU is eliminated.
Imagine chanting that at a game. the truth will set you free.
Okay. Now we got go blue or go pokes.
I know Go Pokes is Tech, right?
Nope.
Oh, OSU.
They're supposed to be anonymous.
Well, my mom was there, I think, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what a poke is still, so Go Blue.
Isn't Go Blue kind of boring, though?
No, it's like chanting for a color.
Okay.
Because like that's like if like your team is red or whatever, it's like, go red. But what if the other team is also blue?
So now, based on the most famous person...
You wanted the pokes.
No, I was just I just wanted to make sure. Cause
I don't know what a poke is. I'm not going to cheer for somebody. But I don't know.
It was just
because
I knew you knew what that was. Like, you knew this college. So I didn't want to let that skew your mind. So I wrote the just top three most famous people from each state for these dates.
Okay.
So Julia Roberts, Dakota Fanning, Kanye West, Kirsten Bell, Taylor Lautner, Terry Crews.
Oh, that is so easy. The
you
second
love Kirsten
set.
Bell. You love Kirsten Bell.
And I love Terry Crews. And what was the other one?
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Some Jacob action.
That eliminates Georgia. And Michigan is my team.
Oh, that's it?
The Michigan Wolverines.
All right.
Yeah. Go blue.
Go blue.
So you like gym.
The Wolverines.
You like gym. You like fishing. Go blue. And Kirsten Bell and Terry Crews.
Michigan?
Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, they're ranked number 9. They barely beat Nebraska last night, so they'll probably be like 8th or so this week. So
all right.
We'll see.
Who's number 1?
Who's number 1? Ranked? Well, it was Alabama and they lost. Now it's going to be Georgia, who you just eliminated. Mm. They made it the final round.
Oh, okay. Are you sad?
No. Like I said, all my teams I actually care about are done for. Like, yeah. I just wanted to have someone tell me who's my team.
And like that second set of celebrities is so superior.
Yeah.
Who was the first one again?
Dakota Fanning, Julia Roberts, and Kanye West.
Yeah. Dakota Fanning is like, yeah, I'm not old. Kind of same thing with Julia Roberts. And, you know, I'm like a huge
all in all, pretty weak celebrity states, though, like Georgia and Michigan. Like, for those to be like your top three,
I wouldn't expect Kanye to be from Georgia, though.
Atlanta.
Oh.
It's a very hot rap scene. I think, like, all the rappers.
Never mind.
Like, Migos and all them.
Yeah.
Migo. Okay. Well, Michigan fan now. Go blue. Let's move into our Trinity.
Mm-hmm. I'll introduce it.
Introduce
this week
us.
We are doing favorite fair foods or best fair foods, and not just foods, just anything you consume. So we'll factor in drinks too, you know, like a little fair beer or something, whatever you want to do. So not just munchies, also drinkies.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, I'll flip heads. Mm-hmm. You go tails. Mm-hmm. I go first. It's tails.
Darn.
So this is harder than I thought because there's nothing I'm actually that passionate about.
I'm the same way, but I have one that I think is going to be a winner.
Okay, but it's probably not what I have. I bet we have like completely different
lists. I bet so too.
So number one for me, I'll just say it because, I don't know, you just feel cool eating it. They're yummy. It's a fair thing. Turkey leg.
Yeah.
I like a turkey leg. I like turkey sandwiches, but
never had one.
Was choosing between them, I just say turkey leg.
They looked so good when we passed by them.
Yeah, you just feel like you're in Game of Thrones when you're eating them. Just
I really wanted one, but I was just not in the mood. It's so hot. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be gnawing on like hot meat.
We weren't in the mood
for
like any food.
Yeah. Okay, fair. My number one.
Hey, state fair.
My number one is something that I actually had multiple times on our trip.
Yep, I know what it'll be.
It's a bottle of water.
Oh.
It's a cotton candy. Yeah. My favorite fair thing to consume is a bottle of water. You know why? Because if you don't have a bottle of water in your hand, you're miserable. Yeah. You are absolutely miserable while you're there. And the only thing you can think about is where that next 2-coupon water is going to be.
The variance in water bottle prices, I'm pretty sure you paid $5,
$3,
and $2.
We paid $6 for one.
Yeah, just so much variance. Yeah.
But every time I got one, it was what I absolutely needed. Like, I was desperate for it at that point.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Good
pick. So my number one at the fair, and it's like you have to go to the fair to really understand that number one. Like, if you haven't been in a couple years, you kind of forget the desperation that occurs when you just need a water. Because, like, it could ruin your entire day if totally. You don't have a bottle of water in your hand.
Totally.
So my number one is a bottle of water.
I love it.
Yeah.
My number two will be corn on the cob.
Solid.
Yummy fair
I love your
food.
Savory routes. I always do.
Corn on the cob. Nothing to say more.
We should make that corn after this.
Okay, let's do it.
Because corn sounds kind of dope. Yeah. Okay, so my number two is funnel cake, of course. Because that is just... Is that also like a northern fair thing?
Yeah, it's definitely a classic fair.
Okay, me. Just making sure. Just because, yeah, absolute classic. Always yummy. I've never been like, it's not quite hitting. Mm-hmm. But there was one I really wanted to try that we couldn't really find. We did look for it a little bit. One that's like really high rated right now at the fair is like an armadillo funnel cake. It's just in the shape of an armadillo and it looks like it's filled with some sort of like cinnamony cream, which sounds so good, but we couldn't really find it. It's kind of hard when you know, like when you're looking for something specific at the fair, because it's not like they have like a GPS, like where to find. It's like you have a general location of where to find it, but there may be 30 tents and like you have to look at each of their menus to see, and it's just kind of hard, like unless right. It's like being like broadcast on their big banner, which it usually isn't,
right?
You're not gonna get it. But I actually saw this could be something fun, like maybe down the line, like before the fair closes or whatever, we'll see, but it's like kind of bad for us. I saw they have, instead of buying a ticket, it's like you buy admission to like a food tasting. And it seems kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It's like, I think it's cheaper. And like you go and like, you just kind of like walk around this little like facility and they have like the top rated foods that are at the fair.
That'd be fun.
I think it would be too. Like we'd have to literally, we'd probably walk out of there bowling balls, but like, and like so sick, but get food poisoning again.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. But yeah, funnel cake, number two.
Okay. Tough number three. As in just like I'm not passionate really about anything.
Yeah.
I'll say a Bloomin' Onion. I just love Bloomin's.
Okay.
When I'm at the Minnesota State Fair, I need to get me a Bloomin'. Mm-hmm. Big Bloomin' guy.
That's good. That's a good one. My number three is a corny dog.
That was my number four.
But so like a long, you know, the ones that are like super long.
Yeah, footlongs. Or even longer maybe.
No, yeah, they have them longer for sure. And you can just like joust with your corny dogs. Yeah, I love a good corny dog.
Do they call them corny dogs here? I think they call them pronto pups up north.
Pronto pups?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing?
That's what definitely... Like, pronto pups and corn dogs, I think, are two separate things. But that they're corny like the, dogs. They look the same, but I think one... The difference in the batter or something.
Oh, that's fun. Pronto pup. That's adorable.
Pronto pups.
Not a hot dog. A pronto pup. Pup.
So, yeah.
We both love hot dogs.
Definitely.
So, wrap it up in that. Give it some batter. Yum. Corny dog. Yum, of course.
So we ended up with me having turkey leg, corn on the cob, blue.
Also, sorry, just the
onion.
Structural integrity of a corny dog that long that you can just walk around with is super impressive. Because, like, hot dogs in general, like, aren't super structured things. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
Oh, I want a corn dog now.
I know. Like, doesn't that sound one. Yummy?
Yeah.
I know. Okay, anyway.
So turkey leg, corn on the cob, blooming onion for me. And then bottle of water.
Bottle of water, funnel cake, corny dog.
Okay.
That is, like, come on.
Any honorable mentions?
I mean, we talk about our Agua Fresca. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like a super popular fair thing. No. I know they definitely have it, like at least at like Southern fairs or whatever.
For sure.
But that saved us. That saved the day for us, definitely. Yeah. A good marg, a frozen marg.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one for sure. What were some of the other popular ones? Some people get Slurpees at the fair. I think that's just kind of a waste. It's going to get melted anyway. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing about like a frozen margarita, if it gets melted, it's just a margarita.
Right.
But if you get like a frozen like just Slurpee, like yeah, at that point, and that's like not fun for anyone. That just makes you more thirsty and like it's not refreshing in any way. Mm-hmm. So those are mine.
Yeah, I'd say honorable mentions for me. I didn't even really see these at the Texas State Fair, so it might be more of a Minnesotan thing. Mm-hmm. Is mini donuts at the fair always slap.
Mini donuts.
Any Minnesotan listening to this knows Sweet Martha's Cookies. It's a very popular fair food there. Bring home a bucket of cookies from the fair.
Yummy.
And then in Minnesota, they have mini donut beer, which is super good. It's just like a beer, and then around the rim, it's like cinnamon sugar.
Oh,
it's just
fun.
It's just a classic fair beer.
Fun. Yeah, that
super
sounds good.
Super yummy.
See, that is like a type of beer I might like. I'm not a huge beer person because I'm always like, it tastes like bread to me. Like, I don't want to be drinking bread. But if you get a little cinnamon sugar action,
no, yeah,
that's a good bread to drink.
It's a very tasty beer.
Yeah.
So that was a good trinity right there.
Yeah.
And then that covers our fair talk, and that was Friday when we went to the fair. So now we're on to talking about Saturday, where we went to the drive-in.
This is going
to
be a long pod.
I know.
Yeah. Drive-in on Saturday. Saw Venom 2.
Let There Be Carnage.
Mm-hmm. Which, Venom just makes me so happy. I mean, it is just such an experience. It's so fun. Like, it's just fun. I love CGI. We talked about this on the way home. I'm just a big, like, graphic CGI dork. Like, I think it's so exciting, like, to see what people can do. And you and I were talking a little bit about Transformers and how we were obsessed with that when we were younger, because it was, like, the first step into, like, really good CGI that we remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as, like, a movie, we talked about, like, not anything super special, but fun to look at and watch. So, you know.
Yeah, very fun, very funny, very action-y.
Mm-hmm.
But, the thing, yeah, I after I thought about some more, I give it a 5 out of 10. Just because it was very funny and very fun and action-packed, but way too short. It was like an hour 20 minutes. And the thing for me that made me think about this, when I was thinking more like why I give it a 5 out of 10, is Marvel movies or superhero movies, you know your person's going to win.
Yeah.
So everyone knows the outcome. So, but that's why I had a problem with Venom, because the whole movie is pretty much a massive fight. You know who's going to win. A very fun fight, very exciting fight to watch. But the way Marvel gets you is their story development, their plots, their everything that leads up to that fight. The relationships, why are you emotionally invested in this fight? And you just don't get that.
It was so abrupt.
You don't care about the villain enough. You don't understand the villain. He's apparently a serial killer. You don't know who he killed, why,
like, what his motive was, what his, like, creepiness, like, factor was, like, because, like, that's, like, the fun of serial killers is that, like, they have, like, a motive, they have, like, a design to their kills or, like, something they leave behind, you know, and it's, like, there wasn't anything fun, like, all of a sudden there's just, like, bodies washed up, and it's, like,
yeah,
okay.
It just went way too fast, and for an hour and 20 minute movie, they could have easily thrown on another hour to it.
I mean, but I guess that is a good thing to be like, I wish there was more of it, because instead of being like way too long, like some of the ones we've watched where it's like they could have cut that off, like they definitely just tried a little too hard to keep that going. So I guess it is a good thing to want more, but also it leaves you kind of like, didn't really fulfill what I needed it to.
For sure.
We were talking, I was saying, like, it definitely felt like a bridge movie of linking Venom with Spider-Man, just based on the end scene. Sorry, spoiler, but
yeah. All in all, and it's like, if you didn't like Venom 1, if you watched it and saw it and you didn't like it, you're going to hate Venom 2. Like, there's nothing.
If you didn't like Venom 1, Venom 1, we talked about it way better.
Yeah.
Because it was an actual plot.
Yeah. So if you didn't like that, if you didn't like Venom 1, you're going to hate Venom 2.
But if you liked Venom 1, you'd be like, yeah, I got to see him again.
Yeah. So there's no way you're going to go into it and be like, wow, that was amazing. So.
Yeah.
But all, it's very fun.
I rated
it
a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. And I gave it a 5 out of 10. So that kind of concludes all the topics. This is a packed podcast.
It really was, yeah,
kinda
for
what
sure.
What we started last night, we started watching Only Murders in the Building, and I got invested.
I really liked it.
Like, it's quirky, it's fun.
And, like, the first episode ends in, like, a way where you're like, I cannot wait to watch the next
one.
It's
a very unique show. Like,
I'll be honest, I don't love the way that Selena Gomez acts. Mm-hmm. I think she's a little too Disney still.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her as a person. I love how involved she is with this product. So. Yeah, so... this seems like her baby.
It's
like
very interesting to make like a true crime podcast into like a show.
Yeah,
that's basically what they're doing.
Yeah,
because I'm guessing they're gonna start kind of like their own podcast type thing.
Or, in case he's throwing up the coupon now.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
In a matter of time, and I think that means that's about time to call it.
Yeah, just probably so. Let's make some corn.
Let's make some corn. And football's kicking off like right now, so I gotta get going.
Sounds good.
But yeah, thank you for watching episode 11 or listening to episode 11 of the Balls and Holes podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
At Balls and Holes Pod.
Yep, subscribe on YouTube, Backseat Coach. Go to backseatcoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you in episode 12/season 2, episode 4.
Yep. Bye.
Have a good weekend or week, everybody.
Mm-hmm.